News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. Authorities in South Carolina have a suspect in custody for the shooting death of a student at South Carolina State University. A news release from the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division says that 19-year-old Justin Singleton has been arrested in Orangeburg for the murder of 20-year-old Brandon Robinson. Police say the two were arguing outside a campus dormitory when Singleton pulled out a gun and shot Robinson in the neck. Singleton was arrested this morning in Orangeburg. It was an emotional day in court for the family and friends of Marlies Munoz. They broke into tears after a Texas judge cleared the way yesterday to remove the brain-dead pregnant woman from life support. The family of Munoz has been trying to get her life support taken off since Thanksgiving, but doctors had refused, citing a state law that requires life-sustaining treatment for a pregnant patient. The judge ruled the law doesn't apply in this case because the woman is already deceased. The Transportation Security Administration says officers detected a record number of firearms at checkpoints around the nation's airports last year. Officers caught over 1,800 firearms, which is a significant increase over the year prior. A La Crosse man has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide for allegedly supplying the heroin that killed a Clark County woman. 27-year-old Revan Taylor is already in the La Crosse County Jail on other charges. Clark County prosecutors filed the new charge after an autopsy ruled 19-year-old Monica Cooper of rural Neillsville died of an overdose and the drug was traced to Taylor. Cooper died December 17, 2012. Taylor is currently facing battery and disorderly conduct charges but has a lengthy history of past felonies. A Hudson man has been ordered to pay restitution in the convicted murders of his children. On Friday, a St. Croix County judge ordered Howard Cameron to pay $25,000 for restitution, including lost wages and counseling related to the deaths of his three daughters, ages 11, 8, and 5. Cameron was accused of slashing the girls' throats and tucking them into bed back in 2012. He was sentenced to three life sentences last May. The flu bug is rapidly spreading across the state, prompting state health officials to remind Wisconsinites about preventative spread measures. According to a weekly influenza report from the CDC, the illness is widespread across the state, mainly the common A and B strands causing the bulk of the illnesses. Wausau police have made four more arrests in an ongoing prostitution investigation. Lieutenant Matthew Barnes says the arrest of a woman soliciting for sexual services with online ads a couple of weeks ago was not the end of that investigation.
A couple weeks ago, we arrested a young lady who was for prostitution. She was serving as the prostitute. In our most recent investigation, we targeted so-called Johns, or the customers, where we utilized police officers acting as the prostitutes, and we put our own advertisement online, and we arrested individuals responding to those ads.
One of the four men arrested is a UW Stevens Point faculty member in the College of Natural Resources. He's 33-year-old Joshua Shields and is likely to be charged with solicitation. Also arrested, 37-year-old Peter Gomez, 58-year-old Jeffrey Burgoyne, and 27-year-old Brandon Crum. All four are expected in Marathon County Court next week. A rural Clark County woman has been forced to give up several dogs after violating the state's dog sellers law. The 2010 law addresses issues with breeding operations to protect the health of animals and protect consumers purchasing animals from breeders. Court documents say 37-year-old Tammy Kautzer pled no contest to charges of selling dogs without a license and was ordered to give up all but six dogs. Documents claim Kautzer continued to advertise puppies for sale after having been denied a license for failing to meet minimum standards. And more people in the Badger State are getting hooked on internet-based gambling. We get more from John Colbert.
According to Rose Gruber of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling,
we have seen just a lot of people who are starting to get in trouble with that. I think we're going to see that increase. We certainly know that there's a lot of sports betting that goes on online. In addition, you know, there's virtual casinos. There's all kinds of betting that you can do online. You know, when it comes to teens, you know, that's a real concern for us because teens are really, those numbers are jumping as well as the female numbers. And we know a lot of kids are doing internet gambling, sports betting, poker, Texas Hold'em, those kinds of things.
Where do teens get the money? Gruber says they often lift mom or dad's credit card. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.